From JMR Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
So we're going to have the OCR on hold until when? The next 75 years?
Yeah. That, don't ever look for that. But what a week, though. What a week, Mike. Here we come on Friday. We've had the Melbourne Cup, the midterm elections, employment data. The RBN said, who wants it to end?
Super exciting.
I mean, who needs a weekend?
Let's just keep on.
Let's just keep going with stuff. So, yeah, RBNZ released their monetary policy statement yesterday. That's along with the review of the official cash rate. No change to official cash rate. None was expected there. It's all about the future guidance. There were a couple of significant changes, Mike, from the point of view of the economists. They removed that wording that they had in the last statement that the next move in the OCR could be up or down. But I don't want to make too much of that because it's worth noting that they sort of kept noting the risks to the upside and the downside. So if you read the statement, there's plenty of reference to or sort of messaging that the OCR move could be either way, but not as explicit as it was. So they're still mindful of the downside risks to growth. Remember, we've still got those weak business confidence figures sitting around there, even though we had that large quarter two GDP number, and then we had the big blitz by the government, didn't we, to address that weak business confidence. I think the PM had the first meeting with the Business Advisory Council this week as well, actually. So risk to growth to the downside. At the same time, there's potential for inflation pressures to turn out higher than expected. So that's not a great mix, lower growth and higher inflation. Look at the growth forecast, weaker in the second half of 2018, then lifting over 2019, easing into 2021. No change to the official cash rate really expected until around 2020. But they do give us, they still got these two other alternative tracks in there. So if you get softer growth, you could see the OCR down to 1%. Or if you get that inflation increasing faster, the OCR could go up to sort of 3. So remember the context here was the last monetary policy statement pushed the New Zealand dollar quite a lot. I think the Reserve Bank is still quite happy with that slightly weaker currency, so they had to be careful with their wording not to push the currency back up too much. And currency's been pretty stable, actually. 67.82, I think, this morning, so hasn't moved a lot.
Fantastic. Greg Foran, who I want to say I know the name, but maybe I only know the name because you've told me about him. Anyway, he's the CEO of Walmart.
Yeah.
And I don't know that most people know he's a Kiwi.
I think this is remarkable, absolutely remarkable. So big thanks to the Auckland Chamber of Commerce last night and for them to bring to have Greg Foran in the country. So, yeah, he spoke last night, as did Sir Ray Avery and Sir Richard Fort. And a lot of people won't have heard of Greg Foran, but this guy is a serious rock star. I mean, this is like a world champion in sports level. It's the CEO of Walmart. And it's hard, a very proud Kiwi, but it's hard to comprehend the scale of this business, Mike. I mean, this guy wakes up every morning. He has 4,700 stores that he's in charge of. And this is the staggering number. This guy gets up every day. He has 1.2 million employees. I mean, it's just a remarkable number. I mean, this is Walmart's biggest company in the world in terms of revenue. So it's pretty special from my point of view to get the chance to listen to him. We haven't got enough time to download the whole thing, but I'll give you three key takeaways. So this is a Kiwi guy, proud of being a Kiwi. These are sort of three things that I took out of last night. First thing, he said, when things get difficult, when things get complicated, he falls back on three principles. Customer comes first. Act with integrity, strive for excellence. Nothing wrong with that, is there?
Did he say anything about bricks and mortar, by the way?
Yes, he did. He did. He said he was a little bit coy about talking about Amazon, but basically his view is that over time, people want different shopping experiences.
Yeah.
You know, so but bricks and mortar is one of them. But the one I really liked, he has a very strong belief in getting the unvarnished truth. And he says in his position, that's often very difficult. People gild the lily. He said, you know what this guy does? He works massive hours from Monday to Friday. Saturday, he gets in a plane and he flies to one of those stores and he doesn't tell anyone he's coming.
I love it.
And he just wanders in.
Good on.
And a couple of weeks ago, this resulted in him arriving in a car park, seeing 200 shopping trolleys in the car park. He spent an hour. This is the CEO of Walmart. He spent an hour putting them all back together again. And guess what? That store manager may not have a job anymore.
No, exactly, and that's probably why he is where he is. Righto, what are the numbers?
Gotta love it. The numbers, Dow Jones. Now we've had a good rebound in the stock markets. Actually, Dow Jones. I mean, yesterday we ended up 545 points up. Currently, another 55 points up. Dow Jones 26,236. S&P 500 2809. Nasdaq 7547. They were down 23. FTSE 100 7137 up 19. Nikkei 22486 up 400. 201. Shanghai Composite 2635. ASX 200 5928 up 31. NZX 50 good day yesterday up 41.47%. 88961. Kiwi dollar 0.6784 against the US. 0.9306 against the Aussie. 0.5940 euro. 0.5174 pounds. 77.23 yen. Gold $1,224.73. Brent crude $71.45. Go the All Blacks. It's great to be alive, Mike.
Good on you. I suddenly realise why I know Greg Foran's name. His son is Kieran Foran, the league player.
There is that too.
Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend. Appreciate it as always. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth, jmiwealth.co.nz.